This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. House meeting underway with agenda to pass budget-related bills. Foreign employment fraud case files being digitized to speed up justice for victims. US and Iran exchange strikes and accuse each other of violating ceasefire. And FIFA World Cup 2026 group stage concludes. Knockout stage kicks off tomorrow. Now the news in detail. The meeting of the House of Representatives is underway with the agenda of endorsing two budget-related bills. The House has passed the financial bill with the majority of votes. Earlier, Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle presented proposals seeking the passage of the Financial Bill 2026 and the State Debt Recovery Bill 2026. Speaker Dol Prasad Oriyal is now tabling the amendments on the State Debt Recovery Bill for final decision in the meeting. On behalf of Prime Minister Balindra Shah, Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Sobhita Gautam tabled the Public Procurement Second Amendment Bill in the meeting. Minister Gautam also presented the 63rd Annual Report of the Auditor General on behalf of the Prime Minister. Finance Minister Wagle has tabled the Money Laundering Prevention Third Amendment Bill. Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration Prathiva Rawal has tabled the Corporated First Amendment Bill. Likewise, Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisa Mehta presented a bill to amend some acts related to the Academy of Health Sciences. Likewise, Minister for Health and Food Safety Nisa Mehta presented a bill to amend some acts related to the Academy of Health Sciences. Meanwhile, earlier in the House meeting, lawmakers from the opposition parties reiterated their demand that the Prime Minister provide further clarification regarding his remarks on the country's border. As the meeting began, opposition MPs stood in protest, prompting Speaker Dol Prasad Oriyal to urge the Prime Minister to respond to concerns over his remarks. Lawmakers also demanded government action to address FIFA's suspension of INFA, saying it has affected the future of thousands of football players in the country. The Department of Foreign Employment has accelerated the search, management and digitization of thousands of foreign employment fraud case files that had remained unattended for nearly 25 years. The department said important case and investigation files dating back to 2057 Bikram Samrat have been identified, systematically classified and physically managed. It has also begun scanning the files to create digital copies. The department is also preparing to digital tracking system to manage case records and strengthen the investigation process. It expects the system to help provide faster, more transparent and effective justice to victims of foreign employment fraud. Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment Ramzi Yadav has urged Saudi Arabia to postpone the implementation of the Skill Verification Process (SBP) for Nepali migrant workers. During a courtesy meeting with Saudi Ambassador to Nepal, Fahad Mohammad Azmi Manika, Minister Yadav urged that the new system should not disrupt the visa processing of Nepali workers seeking employment in Saudi Arabia. He said confusion over the SBP has created difficulties for aspiring migrant workers and stressed that all issues related to the process should be resolved through bilateral consultation and mutual agreement. In response, Ambassador Manika said that the embassy would consult the Saudi government and inform Nepal's ministry of the outcome. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has said the monsoon is likely to spread across the entire country within the next 2 to 3 days. According to the department, the monsoon is expected to advance over the remaining parts of Gundaki and Lumini provinces, as well as the whole of Karnali and Sudupasim provinces. At present, the monsoon has covered all areas of Koshi, Madhes and Bagmati provinces, some parts of Gundaki province and eastern Lumini province. The remaining areas are under the partial influence of westerly and local winds. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States has launched fresh airstrikes on multiple Iranian military targets after a Panama-flagged tanker was hit by a drone in the Strait of Hormuz, escalating tensions despite an existing ceasefire agreement. The BBC cited the U.S. Central Command as saying these strikes targeted 10 military sites, including air defense systems, communication facilities, drone storage sites, and military equipment, in response to what it described as Iran's continued attacks on commercial shipping. According to the command, the drone attack targeted the Panama-flagged tanker MT Kiku, prompting the U.S. military response. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, accused the United States of violating the ceasefire by attacking 5 coastal military posts. In retaliation, the IRGC said it launched ballistic missiles and drones at U.S. military facilities, including the Ali Al Salim Air Base in Kuwait and the U.S. 5th Fleet headquarters in Bahrain, claiming to have destroyed 8 key infrastructure targets. The Australian government has announced it will double the maximum penalty for breaches of the country's social media minimum age law to $99 million Australian in an effort to strengthen enforcement of the under-16 social media ban. Under the updated legislation, the eSafety Commissioner will also gain the power to require social media companies to provide evidence of the measures they have taken to prevent children under 16 from accessing their platforms. Australia has barred children under the age of 16 from using 10 major social media platforms since the 10th of December 2025. However, authorities acknowledge that many children continue to access the restricted apps despite the ban. The government has opened investigations into the alleged non-compliance of 5 major platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and YouTube, to determine whether they have met their legal obligations. Now, sports update. The FIFA World Cup 2026 group stage have concluded today with 6 matches across groups G, K, and L. England defeated Panama by 2-0 to finish top of Group L, while Croatia aced Ghana by 2-1 to secure second place. In Group K, Colombia and Portugal played out a goalless draw, a result that saw Colombia finish first and Portugal second. Democratic Republic of Congo booked a place in the round of 32 with a 3-1 victory over Uzbekistan. In Group G, defending World Champions, Argentina beat Jordan by 3-1 to top the group, while Algeria and Austria shared the points in a thrilling 3-3 draw. Austria's late equalizer was enough to keep their World Cup campaign alive. The knockout stage will begin from tomorrow with the round first of 32 matches between South Africa and Canada, kicking off at 12:45 a.m. on Monday as per Nepal Standard Time. Late on Monday night, Brazil will face Japan at 10:45 p.m. Now to general with the forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country, while the Tarai region will remain partly cloudy. There is a possibility of moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi province, at some places of the hilly and Himalayan regions of the country. There is also a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning at a few places of the Tarai region. Heat wave conditions are likely at a few places in the Tarai region of Sudut Pashim and Lumbini provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House meeting underway with agenda to pass budget-related bills. Foreign employment fraud case files being digitized to step up speed of rather justice for victims. U.S. and Iran exchange strikes and accuse each other of violating ceasefire. And FIFA World Cup 2026 group stage concludes. Knockout stage kicks off tomorrow. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.